Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm not going to try to spit shine a turd here. Obviously, the team's got their ass kicked a couple of times, and now Dylan Larkin's hurt. Let me just ask Kenny if I'm looking at this the right way, okay?
It's all the Patches' fault.
It's okay. That probably started this, but here's my question. If, and we'll get to my topic in a minute, but this is important. Kenny, if the only move they make is to somehow free themselves of Hall or Petrie, and they bring up Evanson, who by all accounts, anything you read, anything you hear, he's ready. He's ready to not only come up, but he's ready to come up, be a second defensive pairing guy and be a plus player. Would you view that as a trade deadline acquisition?
Yes, that's essentially buying. You've upgraded your defense. That's all that I wanted them to do in the first place.
So if right, they got to get that, somebody to take one of their defensemen.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be Hull. He has just a little bit more value. I mean, Petrie looks like he's a turnover machine. That guy
already
stinks. Already? But yeah.
But look, I'm not going to go crazy about going all in. And, look, before I left town, we were cruising. Everything was great. Then they put the dumpster company on the jersey. They've lost a couple in a row, got destroyed by Florida.
Lost their captain for 2 weeks.
Larkin's hurt for 2 weeks.
The patch curse, man. It's a real thing.
The curse of the patch. I want to speak something into existence. And I know while I was gone, Rico and David and Kenny and Stoney all took turns slandering me. But now that I am back, the hottest name coming out of the combine is one, J.J. McSizzle, one J.J. McCarthy, and the betting odds are almost even for the Denver Broncos and my New York football Giants to take your savior, your goalpost meditating, pad popping, real weird kid, J.J. McCarthy. And I have to tell you something, many of you thought it would upset me. Or it would be a point of stress for me or consternation or no, it's the opposite. I am telling you right now as we sit here, I believe in my heart the New York football Giants will take J.J. McCarthy at number 6 overall. And I have no problem with it. Not because I think J.J. should be drafted there. No, I think it's absurd. The fact is he doesn't have the tape to be drafted there. And if you're going to do this bit where you go, well, what do you think? You're smarter than these teams. I'll tell you one thing. I'm smarter than the Denver Broncos. I didn't draft Paxton Lynch. I didn't pay Brock Osweiler. I didn't draft Drew Lock. Like, you guys act like these teams are brain surgeons. If they were so damn good, they wouldn't go through quarterbacks like Kenny goes through toilet paper.
It's the reason why they keep picking quarterbacks year after year, right. Draft after
so
draft.
So just understand something. This is supply and demand. There's three quarterbacks. So these other teams like the Giants, the Broncos, the Raiders, Atlanta, do they all need quarterbacks? Well, J.J., look, in fairness, J.J.'s not 30 years old with two kids and a mortgage like Bo Nix. J.J. doesn't have 17 torn ACLs like Mike Penix. And J.J., if I put his 10 best throws together or 10 best plays, sure, it's jaw-dropping. The problem is most weeks, he looked like Air Force's quarterback because he didn't have to do anything. Bottom line is, if you don't have a quarterback, you better get busy getting one. Mm-hmm. I am totally good if the Giants do this because this is radio gold. If he's good, you get to hear me say nice things about J.J., and I get to have a good football team. And if he's bad, oh, I'm that evil little kid in Indiana Jones Part 3, and I'm stabbing that voodoo doll left and right. This is going to be awesome. Rico, I am bringing Go Blue to the Big Blue. We are bringing JJ to the big city.
I need to know,
who's with me?
Is this Big G approved?
No.
Okay.
No, if you think I don't like JJ McCarthy, oh boy.
Now, if you would have told me Big G approved of this,
no.
I'm with you. Mike.
No, my dad's in a very dark place right now with his football team. My dad is realizing something, and it's hard for him. He's realizing they're a bad organization. That this hope is not warranted. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to explain to him that's what Lions fans dealt with for so many years. Like, no.
And by so many years, you mean 60?
Roughly. Don't give them benefit of the doubt, Dad. But I wanted to know from Wolverine fans.
I want this to happen. I'm not a Wolverine fan.
We all do.
I want this to happen, Mike, because
buddy, if JJ's on the board at 6, I will personally announce the draft pick in downtown Detroit.
Because Mondays, I won't say a word. Nothing.
Oh, it'll be great.
Because Monday is just... It would be the highest rated shows, especially like after a late Sunday night game and you get hammered.
And JJ looks like Ryan Leaf out there. Oh, man. But here's my thing. I want to ask Michigan fans something. I want to know if we can have a moment of honesty. And if you truly believe what you're saying, there will be no repercussions. I'm not angry about it. But has the hype gotten a little ridiculous? Let's just be honest with each other. Anytime he needed to throw the ball, I generally was nervous. I don't understand how a quarterback with such limited tape is getting this hype, but Anthony Richardson did the same. So I want to know what your view of it is. This is your quarterback. This is your guy. I want to know, JJ to the Giants, is this the movement? I'm on board.
No, I think this is the movement,
and
Mike.
I'd root for him. Like, these people who think I wouldn't root for the kid are out of their mind. Imani Toomer is one of my favorite Giants of my lifetime. He was a Wolverine scumbag, too.
Quarterbacks are a scarcity. He left the combine. He already had the groundswell happening. He left the combine. And, you know, Rich Eisen has him personally on the set, pimping him to everybody else in the league.
Well, that's because Rich Eisen, you know what, I'll leave it alone.
And so, yeah, it's
talk about bought and paid for.
He's going to be quarterback number 4. It's just, when does it go? But yeah, your Giants then came out and said, we're done with Daniel Jones. He's quarterback number 4. So unless Penix or Bo Nix does something on their pro days,
nah.
You're up next.
Okay. So here's my question.
Wait, is number 9 retired? Can he wear number 9?
I don't know that the Giants have had a number 9 ever.
Okay, so I was just curious because that means
we'll unretire it.
Under the goalpost.
Let me call my dad. I'll see if Spider Jones or Bobby Douglas wore number 9. Homer Jones.
Before every game, he'll be under the goalpost meditating.
Listen, I will personally donate. We'll put a chalk outline. We'll put a meditation outline underneath our goalposts for JJ. Here's my point. Maybe the way I put it for Michigan fans is this. Post-combine, is J.J. McCarthy overrated or underrated? Because the reality is he's rising into this top 10 somewhere. I don't think he gets past the Broncos at 12. And I'll say it to you again. Where you get drafted is not an endorsement of your talent in many cases. Positional scarcity is real. These teams reach for QBs all the time. All the time, because you have to. If you don't have a quarterback, you're going nowhere. Look at David's team. They do not have a quarterback. The Steelers will go nowhere until they get one, period. The rest of the team is good.
Ironically enough, what do we tease Kenny Pickett for? Same as Jared Goff. Little hands, right? You see what JJ's hand measurements were?
I don't care. Are they tiny?
Uh-oh.
Listen,
same.
Do I endorse him being the number 6 overall pick? No. I endorse him being the number 6 overall pick as a radio host who's a Giant fan and a Spartan in a Wolverine town, and it's Radio Gold. And frankly, I'm never going to knock a team for taking a QB because, again, what outs are there? That's where I tell Lion fans, like, you don't have to love everything about your quarterback, but be thankful you have one. Otherwise, you're me. And you get a goofball who should be making pizzas and his leprechaun agent at quarterback. That's what I get. Tommy Cutlets? Daniel Neckbrace? This is what I have? J.J. McCarthy, roll it. He sucks. I'll have fun burying him. He's great. It's the ultimate in hilarity for me.
It is.
I don't care he went to Michigan. I want to win. If J.J. McCarthy professed his love for Satan, I'd still take him if he helped me win. Except, I don't care.
Except rookie quarterback hit rates, put it this way, C.J. Stroud is rare.
Unicorn.
Okay.
And do I think J.J.'s going to work out? No.
Most of the time, you're going to end up getting the Will Levis, Bryce Young, hopefully not Mitchell Trubisky, but
oh, that would be funny.
That was tough. That was...
Mitch Trubisky's a tragedy. He's awful.
Maybe he'll be okay like Trey Lance was.
No, you shut your mouth. JJ's going to be the savior.
Oh, he's
New
Zach
York
Wilson.
Giants football. No, I want to know. Do Michigan fans think he's a little bit overrated after the combine, right? This idea of him moving into the top 10, or is JJ underrated? That the fact is, oh, it's no question he should be a top 10 pick. Make it, sell me this pen. I'll be your Huckleberry at 6. I'll take him.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I give you my thought process. I've never had an issue if you told me a team would trade up out of the second to take him in the late first. It's appropriate. It's fine. He has physical tools. Not mad. Whatever's going on right now, I feel like I'm not in on the joke. But I also understand positional scarcity, and I'm telling you, the Giants have definitely made a determination. They're out on Daniel Jones. There's no quarterback available to them. If they sign Russell Wilson, I'm done.
But you've seen this every year, Mike, whether it's...
Yes.
There's that quarterback that... It's like, really? Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson's the one.
Mitch Trubisky.
Me.
Trey Lance.
Like, every year.
Like, really? Trey Lance played in one game, and you're willing to risk it all.
Based on projection.
Projection.
I think there has to be a balance of projection and production. That's my problem. I can turn on the tape and make a determination if I'm an NFL team... I got 800 throws from Drake May. I got 800 throws from Jaden Daniels. I got like 8 from JJ. Right. It's a problem. Now, maybe, stylistically speaking, I always said this about JJ. I mean, this is not a new take for me. The biggest mistake he ever made was going to Michigan. If he had gone to Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin would have cut him loose, and you would have known right away.
Ole Miss or any Big 12 team.
Yeah, and let me change my words there. It's not the biggest mistake because he won a bunch of games.
He won a title.
Yeah, they cheated their way to a natty. They got it done. God bless. The point I'm making is from a numbers and evaluation, maybe it's going to work in his benefit we don't get to evaluate him. Because how do you knock the unknown? He has tantalizing ability.
And that's why I said to me, it's almost like that Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, like, oh, but trust me, he's going to be good.
And he usually doesn't work. That's
it doesn't.
But I understand if teams got to do it, and I think the Giants are going to be the one. I'll tell you, Will Birchfield is very upset at me. Let's go to the people. I want to hear what they have to say. We go to Raymond to lead off the 5 o'clock. Hello, Ray.
Hey, Mike. Welcome back. Hey, Rico.
Hey,
happy Wednesday afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Um, I, I've been actually kind of on the same train of thought for the last several weeks. I'm actually kind of glad you brought this up. I think JJ is the perfect fit for the New York Giants. Now, I'm not saying that as he's going to be this some, you know, great superstar, but the one thing that I think sometimes we forget about these NFL teams, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that they care more than anything about, like, money. And, like, when the Lions drafted Aiden Hutchinson over, like, Kayvon Thibodeau, I personally believe that a lot of it had to do with, like, the jersey sales. And so I could see, like, JJ being, you know, in New York as, like, this, you know, guy that's going to be able to sell, you know, jerseys, you know, in the New York market, you know, big name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, that's kind of, like, the angle I approach it with. Now, I mean, does he have all the intangibles that you're looking for as far as, you know, a guy that can buy time in the pocket, you know, can escape if needed, can create the extra second, kind of like Patrick Mahomes? Yeah, and that's what is making him just a tad bit overrated. But at the same point, I think you look at a guy like Brian Daboll, who's coaching literally for his life right now, who had Josh Allen in Buffalo that was able to make him work and make him into a top five QB. So I wouldn't be surprised if you had JJ sitting on the bench, you know, maybe the first few games, no matter who, what quarterback you had starting the season, unless they had him starting the season, and he could just learn the system and then, you know, come on maybe the second half of the year, or you just play him the full year because they'd just be under tremendous pressure.
But you are saying it's gotten out of control. It's overrated. That you're fine if you said, hey, late middle first round, but come on. Top 10?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's...
But I think he's got tremendous potential to be
sure.
The best QB out of the draft, but... Again, you're taking shots at the top of the draft. You have to. If you're a big blue, you've got to get out of that rut.
Yeah, no, and that's, Raymond, you just nailed it. That's the whole thing. And whether you're David with the Steelers, you're a Raider fan, you're a Bronco fan, you're a Giants fan, if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a chance. So the J.J. McCarthy thing is real in that, what are my outs? Like, you know, guys, you know my thought process on this. If I'm not taking a quarterback up high, I'm not taking one at all. I don't think this whole, you know, I always get in this argument. Doug and Scott do this every damn year. Well, we could take Bobby O'Connell in the fourth round. And I'm like, no, how many years are you guys going to do this bit? It doesn't work. There's one Russell Wilson and one Tom Brady and a sea of Giovanni Carmazzis. Enough.
There's only one Brock Purdy.
Rat. And he ain't no good. How'd it work for you in the Super Bowl when you needed a throw from him? Let me help you.
Well, no. Yeah, Chris Jones kind of does that.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Tom Brady would have made a play. Patrick Mahomes would have made a play.
Hey, yeah. By the way, Patrick Mahomes doesn't have to face him. He can't hit Patrick Mahomes in practice.
No, by the way, you know what I'm saying.
Tom Brady was at the track Saturday.
Oh.
Go up and say hi.
You should have seen.
Hell no.
Just some inside his 40 information. Time.
Yeah. It was 25 feet from me, but I have no interest.
Tom, do you know who I am?
No, that's not how this game works.
Tommy, do you know who I am?
He's Tommy, like, Bobby, baby. Hey. I'm not a Pats fan, and I hate U of M.
Hey, T-Sizzle.
What's the conversation there?
T-Sizzle, come here for a second.
Are you enjoying the ponies?
And he beat your Giants? No, he didn't beat your Giants.
No, he did not. Mm-hmm. Don't take that from me.
No, Eli, undefeated.
That's what you could have said.
No, you say nothing. And you let the man enjoy his life. Kevin, 97.1. What's up, Kev?
Yo, what's up, guys?
How are you, sir?
Not too bad. Welcome back, Mike, Rico. You guys are the best. Actually, I got my wife listening to you guys now. But anyway, JJ. Yes, you guys are the best. About JJ, I am a Michigan fan. Just give me 60 seconds and I'll hang up.
Take your time.
He, in the top six, top 10, is ridiculous. I'm thankful for him and what he's done. But at no point in time during watching, and I watch every game, watching him, have I gone, that's a Michael Penix. That's a man amongst boys out there.
Yeah.
He has the intangibles, but he's going to need a lot of development in order to have, you know, they're going to put him out there right now. He's going to get tore up, 4 or 5 picks in one game. And then I'm going to have to come on here and listen to Mike talk about Rico's 49ers and about how, you know, we can't get our quarterbacks out of the used DVD bin at Walmart.
Kevin, you do understand why this is gold for me as a radio host, that if we take him, if he's good, it's gold. If he's bad, it's gold.
Kevin,
but you have to root for him now. Now you have to root for him.
And I will.
That's gonna be nice.
And
Kevin, you know, I am waiting for this.
Oh, I know.
I am.
I know it.
Kevin, listen, it doesn't matter where you go to school. Once you are a member of the New York Giants, I'll root for you. But, yeah, well, if JJ's bad, I'm going to have that voodoo dot lot every Monday.
I'll come in here with stats. Player A, player B. Player A threw four picks.
Thanks. Let's go to Nathan, 97.1. Nate, what's going on, buddy?
What's happening, guys?
How are you, sir?
Hey, man. Mike, you and I go way back to the AM days.
Correct.
But I got to say, one thing you did say, though, literally had me spit out my Zingerman's turkey sandwich here.
What?
When you said Rich Eisen's bought and paid for, it made me laugh.
But hold on. It's true. The man damn near broke down in tears about Harbaugh. I mean, for God's sakes, Nate, get a grip.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, I'm going to tell you a story about a young boy sports fan from New York.
Okay.
Born and raised. He fell in love with a school here in Michigan.
Yes.
His name is Rich Eisen. Oh, and also Mike Valeni.
Yes, but now hold on. Does Rich have the resume I have that I will skewer my alma mater?
No, not nationally on TV. That's not his bit. That's not what he does for a living.
Right, so his bit is essentially to be Gus Johnson and be a puppet for the school.
Yeah, we all remember plays.
Hey, man, you got to do whatever pays the bills.
I hear you, but I just don't have to respect it. Now, what do you got on JJ?
JJ, man, that's my boy, but I'll tell you what, every time that dude would drop back, I'd wet my pants. I never had faith in him. Like, I still, like, right now, pinch myself going, we really won the national championship with JJ as our quarterback? Like, I never had faith in the dude. Loved watching him play when he would run. Like, he's fun to watch. But, man, you just never know what you're going to get. It's like when the carnies put together the rides. Is it going to work? Is it going to fall apart?
Oh, wow. Guy with bad dental care running the tilt-a-whirl.
Hey, what is
Nate
that?
Nate wins.
It's a bag full of screws. They were extra.
Yeah, and look, Nate, you know what I know. He's going no later than 12. This is happening.
It's the weirdest thing, man, because like at the start of this season, whenever they were talking about him, I said to a bunch of my buddies, I said, third round, fourth round at best. That's the best I could see for the guy. Now we're talking like top 10 in the NFL draft. Are you kidding me?
It is. I know.
And Nate, he may even crack the top three.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Rieger's new hairdo. This is the first I'm seeing it.
Yeah. Welcome back from vacation, Michael.
A little long weekend. You know, after football, I live my life again.
You look good. You know what's weird?
Talk to me.
Every time I walk somewhere, people that usually have seen me in the past, they all give me the same look that you gave me.
But I was proud of you because I've been asking you to do that for years.
Yes. But I always forget. I'm like, why are they looking at me so weird? And then I remember,
my suggestion.
Yeah, what do you got?
I think you gotta grow the beard out. I think Jeff's best move is going to be the Shaquille O'Neal. Beard bald. The Rick Ross. Beard bald.
Yes, you know, I agree with you. In fact,
what I'm going for.
It's there.
Is the intimidation factor. I spent my whole life, 48 years, you know, a pushover, right? I feel bald with the facial here. People at least give me one glimpse and say, like, that guy's kind of a badass.
I think the other thing you need to incorporate, all jokes hair, aside.
Diet jet black, you're in the money.
Yes. Look at, wow.
Brian
look at
Wilson, San Francisco Giants, shoe polish,
oh,
beard.
Yeah. Remember that, dude?
You need to incorporate, and it's hats.
I would agree, yes.
No, just because you can't. That in the winter, bad. But, and that in the summer, you're going to have to put sunscreen on it.
Of course.
It's going to be a problem.
Here's the downside. So I thought it was pretty good.
It's like not just, bad. Don't just let anybody mess with you.
I know, but when you look at me straight on.
Look at the goofballs at this station. Are you kidding me?
I would agree with you. But when you look at me straight on, it looks pretty good. But then I did this podcast with Wojo.
Yeah, you've got a Kevin Durant situation.
Yeah, like, here you go. You want to see this? Look at this.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't, yeah,
like
yeah,
the profile
right.
is horrifying.
It is.
It looks like the back of my, I got a big back brain. Yeah.
I think we mix in a couple of hats. I think we've got to.
This is my life now.
No, you're
good. For the rest
good.
Of my life, I'm mixing a couple hats.
No, you're good. You need, you know, mama was calling. It was time.
It was. It felt good. It felt invigorating.
David's
freeing.
Next.
Yeah, David. No, David's fine.
No, he got Bijan.
You have no idea. I'm not fine.
Look down.
No,
look down.
I don't
let
want
me
to.
See.
No, don't.
Let me see what you got working.
David, don't.
Let I me don't see. Want don't. To.
How does Kenny's hair? Kenny always wears a hat. How does
yes,
his hair
because
look?
Kenny only does his hair when he's hammered and in public.
Look at that. Kenny's got a little.
Oh, Kenny has flowing locks.
He does.
But looks. That's that. That's for dough, not for show.
You know what
Kenny
pisses me
saves
off?
That for the money making opportunity.
You don't get that for free, honey.
By the way,
yes.
Rico has agreed he is going to guard the logo. If they lose to Northwestern tonight, there is no senior night.
Let me ask you this. First of all, you're a 9.5-point favorite.
Doesn't
you're
matter.
Not losing this game.
Really? Signed Iowa. Signed Ohio State.
I know. There's no way.
This team is not good. I don't know if you're aware of that.
If you play like you did against Purdue, you played rather well, I feel. You're not going to lose
And
today.
If you had hair, you wouldn't be bald. I don't want to hear it.
That's a valid point. But
you know, I actually want them to lose.
I do have a question.
I don't want them in the tourney because I don't want to even have to dedicate a moment of my trip.
Oh, stop.
No, seriously. You know what I don't want to have to do? Concern myself with it in Vegas. I'm going to be working out there. We're going to do the show. We're going to have a great time. I'm going to watch games. I don't want to dedicate 2 hours to being angry about MSU.
Some of my favorite Mike Vellante moments was when you were on the air against Middle Tennessee State.
And I stayed on until, what, 7 o'clock?
I remember.
Doing a post show.
My daughter was just born. I had to give her over to my wife so I could go outside and celebrate. I was so excited that you lost to Middle Tennessee State.
You had every right to. By the way, JJ's a giant. I hope you're ready.
Oh, we're going to talk about JJ right at 6 o'clock.
He's a giant.
Do you think he's going to be a good pro?
Go blue to big blue. And I'm actually calling my friends who work for the Giants, and we're going to
advise them.
No, we're creating a meditation chalk outline underneath the goalposts. And
get that sponsored.
Oh, absolutely! This is going to be exciting. We're hiring a pad popper. We're doing it all.
You really don't want him, though, do you?
Sure, I do.
Oh, you do.
If you don't have a quarterback, you get busy getting one.
Is he going to be a good quarterback, though?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, see, I agree with you. Your radio partner doesn't agree.
No, he's going to be, I don't think he'll be good, but I don't care. You got to try.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't matter. You got to try.
Well, we're going to talk about that at 6 o'clock. Right at 6 o'clock,
JJ
McCarthy.
A G-man. It's going to be exciting.
I don't know.
The great legacy of Michigan Wolverine giants like Jumbo Elliott, like Amani Toomer, like Mario Manningham. I'd say Tyrone Wheatley, but that really didn't work out.
Not really.
The point I'm making is, if you play for my team, I'll root for you. I don't have to like it.
Will you buy a jersey?
Oh, God, no. I mean, if he led us to a Super Bowl, I've already said the children of Detroit are going to be running around in Giants JJ jerseys. I'm donating 20 authentic jerseys to David's church.
20? Well, nobody says you're not a charitable dude.
Or
can you imagine? You imagine? And don't announce it. Just have somebody from the church say, oh, man, our life is so much better and rich now. It's unbelievable. This guy in a trench coat just came in with 20 J.J. McCarthy jerseys, gave them all to the kids.
I'm here. I'm here for the community.
The work of God, Mike Vellante. It's amazing.
Thank you so much.
Can you put that in the brochure of the
What's
church?
What's coming up next?
We're going to talk a little J.J.
JJ?
Also, there is a former Detroit Lion that is trying to get a deal with the Washington Commanders. And this guy was really impactful. At 7 o'clock, we talk about others like him. I'll explain at 7 o'clock.
I don't mind that. The other thing I did, and I'm hoping, like, I know Rico's in the car and I don't want to hurt his feelings. I'm hoping Boo Booey goes up there.
I heard he's questionable today.
No.
That's what I heard. Northwestern's banged up. You're 9.5
David
point
said
favorite.
It earlier. We're like, Boo Booey's going to clap cheeks tonight again. He's going to drop 35. All-time Spartan killer. Like, if he plays great tonight, the topic tomorrow is this dude is basically Paul Konerko of college basketball.
Yeah, well, Nelson Cruz was another one.
Jim Tomei.
Oh, Jim Tomei. That dude's got 60-some homers against the Tigers.
That dude would have one hand on his cup and still hit the ball 480 feet.
You know who's a great Michigan State killer for you? Mm. Nick Stauskas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
remember when he was blowing
crowd,
kisses at the Breslin? Oh, that's some of my favorite moments in life.
I got no problem with it. All right.
Good
talk.
To see you.
Don't let anybody
Take
break
care.
Your balls
Thank
about
you.
It.
Thank you. I appreciate
haircut.
That.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.